Hey everybody, Merry Christmas Eve. We're here recording 23rd episode of this podcast, and we got a good show. I'm feeling pretty good. I got a hot take I'm going to get to and after we introduce everybody. How are you guys doing, Rick and Jason?
I'm great.
Doing well. Happy
Excellent.
Merry Festimus Christmas Eve.
Yes, Merry Christmas. I am pretty much done with my wrapping, so.
No.
I just finished last night. I'm very excited to be done.
Great.
I don't have any wrapping to do, so
Oh,
yeah.
that's even better.
Right?
So there is a kombucha shop near me that last night I didn't go, but they had a Krampus Nacht slash Festivus party.
Whoa.
And that sounds cool, but I didn't get to
Wait,
go.
there are kombucha shops?
It's like a brewery. Yeah, it's a kombucha brewery, and they also have tea, and then they have like some like they sell dry tea and like herbs and spices and some other stuff.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Guy who runs it's
Yeah.
really cool.
Tea
But
shops there, Jason. Get on it.
The only tea shop I know is David's.
well, at least
It's a
Teavana. At
chain.
least Teavana's closing. I don't know if
Oh,
you guys know.
Tivana, yeah.
I went in there this weekend to do some Christmas shopping just to take a look around, and they're like, everything's like 80% off. And I went in there. It was the saddest thing in the world. There were like six tins of tea left and like some mugs.
Are
This is really sad.
they closing
Nice.
all of them?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Wah,
So here it is. Turbo Man is a better Iron Man than Iron Man. Discuss. There we go.
wah,
wah.
This is true.
And of course, you're talking about Turbo Man from the classic Christmas movie, Jingle All the Way.
Yes, I am.
All
Yes.
right.
Can we talk about that movie for like 1 second? How they make this high functioning costume with a jetpack and the boomerang, the magic boomerang that comes back even after it hits Sinbad in the head and all of this. And it's just perfect. He can fly. It is great. I don't know. And then he gets to keep the suit apparently, because the kid's like, oh, I don't need this toy because I have the real Turbo Man at home.
Maybe he
So,
becomes Turbo Man. Like, really Turbo Man.
what?
Like, maybe there should be a sequel where
A dark sequel?
it's like a superhero movie and he's Turbo Man.
I would be up for that. I would watch
Then
that. And then is
Sinbad
there a
kills
sequel?
Jamie. Oh,
Oh my
jeez, that's
God.
dark, Eric. That's dark, Eric. Jeez.
Oh my God.
A lot of people
That
don't
might be.
necessarily realize, I think. I mean, even if they do realize it, I don't hear too many people talk about it. I mean, maybe it's hugely known, I'm just unaware of that. Is Jake Lloyd is both Jamie from Jingle All the Way and Anakin from episode one.
Yeah.
A lot of
Oh.
it seems like some people can't put that, or not can't, but don't put that together. So my
Or
favorite.
maybe
It
don't
turned out
care.
really good for him.
I just liked
So.
watching Jingle All the Way and going, now this is pod racing when
Yes, that's very
Yeah.
good.
nobody enjoys my sense of humor like I do.
Probably not.
That's fair to say.
Well, we got some good stuff to get to now that we're done talking about Jingle All the Way and how great that movie is.
Pod racing was good too.
Yes.
It
The
was.
game was good.
Yeah, it was.
Just throwing that out there.
I never played that one. Actually,
Really?
wait, I think I might have.
You'd like it.
I think I
I'm
did,
sure you
actually.
did.
Soda, right? There was a definite a Star Wars racing game I played where you could be Yoda. No, maybe it wasn't. I think it was
No, that was a different game, I think.
Was that the demolition game? Because that was terrible.
No. Hold on, Rick. Let's talk about games with gold while I find out what game this is.
Okay, sounds good. The January games with gold were announced, and starting January 1st, you'll be able to pick up the final chapter of Van Helsing, The Adventures of Van Helsing 3 on the Xbox One. And then via the backward compatibility program, you'll be able to pick up Tomb Raider Underworld. And then for the second half of the month, you'll be able to pick up Zombie with an I and Army of Two via the backward compatibility. Not the greatest month, but it'll be interesting to see. I guess this makes the trilogy complete for Van Helsing. I believe we've received parts one and two through the Games with Gold program already. So that's fun right there. And then Zombies, I don't know. Eric was saying it was the launch title for Wii U. It's kind of a shooter. It's not a fun shooter. It's not funny, is it, Eric?
No.
Zombie? No, it's
Oh, there you go.
It's to be realistic.
Permadeath, right?
Right. So what often is you make your character and you play until you die. When you die, you drop your backpack and you have to go pick up your stuff. But your character is dead.
Okay.
It's kind of shortened. Yeah, it's really slow. The gameplay is not like run and gun quick stuff. It's pretty slow.
Yeah. It looked kind of depressing.
It is. Oh, it is.
Okay.
There's great. Very little ammo. You're running around. It's a mess.
You have to basically avoid zombies, right?
Yeah. You don't want to fight them. You can. You have a cricket bat. And you bash their head in. Wow. And it takes like 8 blows to kill them.
Jeez.
It's real slow. Yeah. But if it's free, I might go back and play it. But interesting. I'm not saying anything definitively.
Is there any like multiplayer value to it?
So the Wii U version had a great multiplayer mode where one person is using the gamepad and the other person is using a regular controller. And the person using the gamepad has to spawn zombies. And the person with the controller on the TV is doing things like capturing flags or other stuff. That was really fun.
Interesting.
But that version doesn't come to this because there's no gamepad.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
sounds good.
And then
is it?
Yeah. So I don't know. It seems like an okay month. What do you guys think? I mean, they're playing. I don't know. Doesn't seem that strong to me.
You know, honestly, I'll play Van Helsing. I'll probably play that because I really haven't played any of those games.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably it.
Yeah. You're not gonna play Tomb Raider Underworld?
I actually have Tomb Raider Underworld.
So. No, I thought I did too. So, I mean, it's just a typical Tomb Raider game, and then Army of Two is Army of Two.
Yeah, and I have no interest in that.
Oh, Army of Two is really fun.
Yeah.
Stop.
No, it is. Well, I played it when I was younger, so I don't know.
Well, there you go.
So, the game I was thinking of is Star Wars Super Bombad Racing.
Oh, nice. That's a bad one.
Where you can play as hit characters like Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, Boss Nass. Boss Nass. Sebulba. I like it.
Wait a minute. You can play as Boss Nass?
Yeah, you can.
I'm so
this must have came out like right before or right after Phantom Menace, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, it was released on the PS2 and the GameCube.
Nice. I think
GameCube, but definitely PS2.
Boss Nass.
Friggin' Boss Nass.
The most pivotal character in all the Star Wars trilogies.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, well, listen, if you're going to play a Star Wars racing game, you want to play the pod racing game.
Yeah.
That's a
good one.
Never played that.
It's legitimately good. And I think it's on N64. So
I believe it is. I know I have a friend who really likes it. Okay. So now that we're done talking about asinine Star Wars things.
Boss Nastinine.
That made me laugh way more than it should have. We got a Nintendo download. I'm trying to get the page open real quick.
Yeah, we got it. It's a little bit lackluster.
Yeah. Do you want to start, Jason? Because I can't locate the page.
Sure. So, the Nintendo download for this week doesn't have a ton of stuff. But, you know, that's to be expected. It's Christmas week. Next week is New Year's. There's nothing coming out. So, I mean, it's not like you know, we're expecting anything good anyway. This week there are a couple of Fire Emblem Heroes events, if you're into that one. Nintendo talks about Pokemon My Nintendo Awards, rewards rather. So there's some sales there. As far as like, you know, actual games that you want to pick up, I mean, there are some sales. Like their codename Steam, which I never got, is 30% off. So I don't know, I'm kind of thinking about that one. Metroid Prime Federation Force, which everybody loves to hate, is 30% off. Earthbound is half off. You know, so there's a couple little sales, I guess, if you're getting like maybe some Nintendo points cards for Christmas or whatever. In terms of new games, there's a Neo Geo game, of course, is Polestar, which I think was a pretty good shooter, if I remember correctly. There's the Deer God, Tiny Troopers, which I think was kind of a niche kind of hit. What else? There's Max Curse of Brotherhood arrives on the, which came out for like Xbox One and I think PS4 like a really long time ago. So yeah, that's out.
A long time ago.
I think it was almost a launch game for the One, wasn't it?
You might be right.
And then there's Bloody Zombies, which is not being touted as a big game at all, but I think it looks pretty neat.
What is it? Like a
Bloody Zombies.
Oh, yes.
It's the like bite. A side-scrolling, yeah, side-scrolling, like, beat-em-up kind of thing. It looks kind of neat, so there's that, too.
Yeah, it does. Real quick, I've seen this Tiny Metal game compared to Advance Wars. So,
oh, really?
Advance Wars game.
Ooh.
And there were other ones, but I forget what other comparisons I saw. So.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Also, Deer God looks cool because he plays a deer.
Deer God's hilarious. I've played it. It came in on an Xbox Games of Gold title. And you basically just run around trying to be a deer.
That's pretty cool.
And you can have like little deer. You can like meet like other deer and fall in love and have a little baby deer.
God.
It's pretty crazy.
Can you get hunted?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I think so. I don't quite remember. I remember at the beginning of the game, though, you were a hunter, and you killed a magical deer, and it's like payment. You have to become a deer, and you have to like live X amount of time or something, I think. I don't remember the exact storyline. But you just keep running, and you run, and you run, and you like live. It's like the time progresses. So, I don't know.
Huh.
Check it out.
Neat.
Yeah.
Polestar, I actually do remember. I'm just looking at the preview right now. It is a good shoot 'em up, so I might get that. That's it, though. Nothing too incredible.
Yeah, I'm not seeing
Bloody Zombies looks pretty good, though.
It does.
Four-player co-op.
How many players?
Four.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah.
That is really
cool. I don't know. I'm looking at some of these. Tiny Metal looks good, but we'll see. I don't know. Next thing up we have, Vermintide 2 is coming to consoles. So, if you thought you were only going to be able to play it on PC, good news. You can play it on PS4 or Xbox One.
I feel like this was a known thing.
I don't know. I don't think about it, really.
You guys play Vermintide?
We have played
just
it.
Just that time. Yeah.
It's fun. It's like Left 4 Dead.
Kind of. Oh, with Vermin.
Yeah. The Skaven.
This, you know, what's interesting in this one is it's not just Skaven. I don't know about the first one because I never played it, but Chaos plays a big part in this one. So you'll actually fight soldiers of Chaos and stuff like that. So
there you are.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I wish you could be Skaven, though. You can't.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's true. No one cares for the rat people. Everybody hates them.
Is that your people?
The rat people.
The rat people.
My people. Are you the rat king?
Yep.
I wish I were the rat king.
No, you don't. You really don't. He's just a lunatic who lives in the sewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except me.
He snuggles with rats.
Yep.
You guys ever seen... What was that movie? From like the late 70s or maybe 80s? Where the guy loved the rats. And he had the rats.
Oh.
It's the name of a boy.
Wilbur? Yeah.
Yeah. Wilton? Wilbur.
Something like that. Was it Wilbur?
Okay. I think it is.
But that was from later than that, wasn't it? Wasn't that like early 90s?
I'm going to find out.
I don't remember. Maybe it's not Wilbur. Wilbur.
It's a great name.
Search rat movie. That'll come up quick. Well, other than rats coming on the
Willard.
Consoles,
Willard.
Came out in 2003.
In the 70s.
No, it's definitely an older version, though. Hold on.
Aye, aye, aye.
Or maybe you're thinking of Ratatouille. Oh, yeah, Willard. I see. 1971, there was an older one.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
I'm thinking of the one with Crispin Glover, which was 2000.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. But yeah, he's probably... You thinking about Ratatouille, Eric?
What? No!
It's okay if you are, dude.
I mean, I like Ratatouille.
Did you know that Willard had a sequel?
What?
It's called Ben.
Oh, jeez.
It says, where Willard ended, Ben begins.
Oh, man.
So there you go.
Don't they eat Willard at the end?
Oh. Do spoiler they? Alert.
Wow. Just throw that out there.
Jeez, thanks, Eric.
Man.
Huh.
That is the appropriate response. to all of this. Oh my god. Hey, while we're talking about movies, did one of you guys check out Bright?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought it looked cool.
Yeah. Did you watch
I've actually heard good Not things yet. About it.
Okay.
I haven't watched it yet. I might watch it today.
You know what happened? I was all excited about it, and then I saw this terrible press that it got, and I was like, eh.
What are they saying about it?
This one guy who David Ayer responded to. David Ayer is the director. Responded to directly. Wow. On Twitter, like, just said it was like one of the worst movies ever made.
Jeez. No, I mean it's entertaining. It's not like super deep or anything. It's not like. I mean, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
It's good entertainment.
But it's like Shadow Runny, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds cool.
I enjoyed it. I liked it. It's kind of gratuitously violent sometimes, though. Like, it's just violent to be violent.
Oh, I have no problem with
it. Yeah, well, there you go, then. But other than that, I mean, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, listen to this. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. This is the end of Willard.
Oh, God.
Willard has dinner with Joan, but is startled to look up and see Ben staring at him from a corner shelf. He then notices hordes of rats in the basement. He orders Joan to leave and locks the door behind. So before confronting Ben, Willard stalls Ben, telling him that he will get him some food, yet begins mixing a box of rat poison with the food. Oh no. Ben reads the box and squeals loudly. Willard follows Ben upstairs trying to kill him as the rats pursue him. Willard corners Ben in a storage room in the house, but when he hears the rats coming, he barricades the door. The rats begin gnawing at the door and eventually break in to devour him as he shouts, "I was good to you, Ben!"
Wow.
What are you talking
that
about?
That is really stupid.
I told you they ended with him eat with the rats eating him.
So I guess the sequel is all about Ben.
The rat.
Yeah. I wonder how they pull that one off.
Ben, the magical reading rat.
Is it as well done as the first one?
Oh, I bet. If not better.
Does it have that magic, that Willard magic? It's so hard to recapture.
You know what? This is not the time for me to be going down this rabbit hole of, or rat hole, I guess, of the Willard films and canon. So I'll go into that later.
Canon.
Jason, what's this Sega thing?
What is this Sega thing? That's the question. I don't really know. No one knows. Not yet. They will.
Oh.
So Retrobit, who I'm sure people have heard of, makes retro consoles and stuff like that. And so they've now announced a branding agreement with Sega. So there are Sega Genesises out there. Or Genesi? I don't know. They are out there. In fact, there's that one this year that we kept talking about for a while that looked like the tiny G1 Sega Genesis. That's nothing new. But they have announced Genesis products are coming. However, they have also announced officially that there are Dreamcast and Saturn items coming. So what those will be, I have no idea. Could be peripherals, could be if they are, it's going to be official because this does have the backing of Sega. So I'm not really sure, but it kind of sounds neat, and I'm dying to know, as a fan of the Dreamcast and the Saturn, I'd like to see if there's some new stuff coming out. Those will be further detailed at CES next month. So I'm sure we're going to have the news up when it breaks. So we'll let you guys know about it. But for now, you can kind of imagine what's coming.
What would you like to see?
Honestly, I'd like to see some clone consoles. Yeah. I'd love to see one that plays Dreamcast and Saturn games.
Ooh, that's asking for a lot these days.
Well,
even though it's not really.
Jason, do you mean like mini consoles, or do you mean?
No, I mean like a straight up clone game. that you throw your discs into.
Oh,
that's super cool.
I would love to see that. I still have my old Dreamcast and I still have my old Saturn, but neither one is hooked up. And honestly, I don't have the space for it. So if they were to redesign one, make it a lot smaller. I know the Dreamcast is pretty small to begin with, so even like around the Dreamcast size, but that played both Saturn and Dreamcast games, I would absolutely love that. I'd love to go back and play the Marvel and Capcom games. I freaking lived off of those for a while on the Saturn, so that would be nice.
And Power Stone. Don't forget Power Stone.
Oh, yeah, Power Stone. Yeah, definitely.
What a good game. I love Power Stone.
Yep. And we will never see it again.
Ever.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, then again, I thought
I'll remake it.
Okay. All right. I'll look forward to that. Sweet. I thought we'd never see Mega Man again, though, too. And we are getting another Mega Man.
That's true.
Never know.
What a wild world we live in. I'm just so excited by it.
They should make Power Stone and Fusion Friendly into one game. I mean, Fusion Frenzy.
I like the idea of Fusion Friendly.
Fusion Friendly. Oh my god.
But I would also play Fusion Frenzy again as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
Power Stone Cross Fusion Frenzy.
I don't know.
So we'll find out. And then, you know, of course, we have no idea when these would launch either. Yeah. You know.
Soon. Probably 2018, right?
I would imagine. They did talk modern upgrades to these consoles and stuff like that. There's a USB port that they're talking about. So I guess there are going to be consoles. Then they also talk about Bluetooth wireless tech. Now, that could be just adapters for Bluetooth controllers. So I'm not going to get overly excited about that. But they do mention a USB port. So maybe we're talking about a console here. If we are, that would be really awesome. Again, fingers crossed. So
they should make like 5 little mini Sega consoles, and then they can all like change into one Devastator console.
Oh my god! A combiner it's console that would time. Be awesome. A Google Home so Mini.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm setting my hopes up for that.
All right. Well. Probably aiming too high, but okay.
Are you guys excited about Pac-Man? You like Pac-Man?
I love Pac-Man.
Do you like Pac-Man Championship Edition?
Eh.
Two?
I really like the original. And I also liked the 256 on mobile. I'll probably play this, though.
Yeah, I'll probably pick it up. I like Pac-Man a lot. Now, these championship editions, I've never played these.
Okay.
So do they allow you to play vanilla Pac-Man if you want?
No.
Or is it only the championship? Well, that sucks.
Pretty sure it's just the championship edition, if I remember it correctly. I played the first one. I did not play the second one, so I don't know. But I did hear the second one is a lot better than the first one. And I really enjoyed the first one, so. I think you'd probably like it, Eric, even though it's not, you know, original Pac-Man.
No, I mean, I'm sure I would like it. I would just like also the option to play original Pac-Man.
Right. That would be nice.
Cool. This is coming out on February 22nd. So if you like Pac-Man, you like playing co-op Pac-Man, you like fighting big ghost boys.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's right, it has the boss battles. Forgot about that.
Yeah, so it looks like there's some new stuff here.
What the heck are the boss battles?
So, you'll fight, like, giant versions of the ghosts. And you have to, like, I guess, like, pick away at them. And you can play co-op mode against them as well. So you have to, like, pick up power-ups and then, like, ram into them repeatedly.
It's like that. I was going to ask if it was like that boss from Yoshi's Island where you, it's like the cotton candy boss and you have to eat him.
Maybe.
I'm going to assume yes.
It kind of looks like you just ram into him, but, you know, whatever.
All right. Well, I'll take it. Do we have a price on this?
You will take it and you will like it. No.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to say it's going to be $20.
Yeah, this can't be much.
Okay. We're moving right along here. Far Cry 5 got a new trailer that I didn't watch. So.
I didn't watch it either, actually. And I'm excited for this game.
Me too. I haven't watched it either. All right, well.
Well, I'm sure there's gunplay and driving of vehicles. And probably an animal attack or 20.
Mm-hmm.
I do know there's a Voss bobblehead on one of the vehicle's dashboards, which is kind of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the stills in the story that Aaron wrote up, and there's a little Voss bobblehead. That's cool.
Nice.
Nice neat cool. Little Easter egg.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Apparently, I'm just scanning part of this very quickly, and the cult that you're fighting against has pretty much taken over all of this little county. Looks like you'll have different areas where you are joining the rebellion against these people, and they have their own little resistance meter. And I guess you have to, you've probably flip all the resistance meters from, you know, from cult control to rebel control, and then you kind of drive them out. I'm sure that's what you have to do. But I mean, that sounds kind of cool. But
I've never heard that mechanic for a Far Cry game.
It's extremely typical. So
you know what, though, that's one of the reasons I like Far Cry games. I don't like to assault bases in other games. I like it in Far Cry. I think it feels really good. You can, there's just so many different ways to approach it. And I think that the different setting for this is really cool. You know, we've been to wherever the hell 3 took place.
Yeah.
And we've been to the Himalayas.
Yeah.
It's cool that this is almost like right in our backyard.
Yeah, I like the setting a lot. Great. You know what? I think I am. And I haven't bought a Far Cry game since Far Cry 2. So.
Interesting.
But I think this looks pretty cool, and I do. I like the more. It's certainly not urban, but it's more of a, you know, more of a populated area. I like that idea. So
yeah.
I'll probably get it. We'll see. Unless it gets completely killed in terms of advance work. So.
And you know what else is really cool? I think it's the idea of fighting a cult is super neat. Other games, you were kind of fighting like militant organizations. They weren't cults. Mm-hmm. This is cool. I'm excited for this game. Speaking of Far Cry, did you guys ever play Primal?
Yes.
How was
Rick,
it?
Rick, you loved it, right?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was a good game.
Okay. Because I wanted to pick it up, and I just didn't when it launched. But it's on sale so often now that I'm.
Oh yeah, I actually liked it better because I don't know, for whatever reason, I just don't like the gunplay in Far Cry games, and I know that's like, you know, a third or two thirds of the game. So I'm always like, I like the bow and I like being like sneaky, and I'm not very good at sneaky stuff. But in this game, it's a lot easier. And of course, like, you're the Beastmaster, so you have like all these cool animal things to do. So that's kind of cool in its sense. But again, I mean, it's still a Far Cry game at its core.
Wait, but, Rick, is this a stealth Beastmaster game?
It's certainly, you can make it that way.
Oh, man.
Yes. And you can get, like, I have this little, like, saber-toothed tiger that's my buddy, and he, like, follows you around, and you can, like, make him do, like, attack and stuff. So.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And then you also can, like, take control of an owl, and you can, like, fly around and scout stuff up, or you can, like, drop, like, bombs and stuff. So. I don't know. It's a fun game. I liked it. It was a good time.
Cool. Yeah, the first real Far Cry game I played, and by first real, I mean the first one I really got into, was Far Cry 4. And I didn't have the same problem with it that a lot of people did, was that it was too similar to 3, just because I didn't play 3. Mm. So I liked it a lot, and I never got Primal, which Primal looked so cool to me. So I'm definitely going to pick up 5 and Primal at some point, I guess.
Well, I know I've said it on this show before, but I really liked the original Far Cry. And I know that's not a popular thought, but I really liked it. And I liked the Instincts semi-remake of it that gave you like superpowers and stuff like that. I thought it was really cool. But when I picked up the second one, and it was so boring, and there was so much backtracking and the respawning enemies and all that stuff, I just never went for another one after that.
I understand that. I get that point of view.
Yeah.
It resonates with me.
But this looks neat. So, you know, I'm thinking I'll probably pick this up.
Awesome. Well, I will probably pick it up as well.
Is there a co-op or versus?
I think there is, actually. I don't know if it's online co-op.
There's multiple playable characters. I know that, so.
Yeah, I think there's drop-in, drop-out co-op.
That's cool.
So, like, I can come into your game and you come into mine.
Cause chaos.
Ooh. Ooh.
Cool. Wow. Ooh. moving on. Michael reviewed Floor Kids. So this game, when they first announced it on a Nintendo Direct, it didn't grab me. But Michael really likes it. He gave it an 88% great. A funky rhythm game that lets you dance how you want to dance and looks and sounds amazing while doing it.
Wow.
So for anybody who isn't aware, this is a game about breakdancing battles. There's a pretty neat art style. Really grown on me. It's, I don't want to call it minimalist because it's not, but it's definitely not high detail.
Oh, God, no.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. You can check out his review on this site. He really likes it. It's a rhythm game. And honestly, the biggest rhythm game we get each year is Just Dance. So yep. Some more diversity in that genre is not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique take on rhythm games.
For sure.
I love it. I love how Nintendo's taking all these nindies.
No.
Doing a fun job with these.
Did you guys ever play Amplitude?
No.
Can't say I did.
Are you familiar with it?
Can't say I am.
Nope.
it was kind of a rhythm game, and it was only on PC. And what it would do is it would read what music you have on your computer, and you can play those tracks for high scores against other people.
Okay.
It was pretty neat. It was fun to play, like, ride the... Wait, was it Amplitude? Or was it something else? Well, now I'm...
I played a shooter. Eric, I played a shooter that used music on your PC to create, like, waves of enemies and stuff like that.
No, no, no. This one was like you were riding it and you had to go back and forth with the beat.
Oh, okay.
And it was like you were surfing the music, is the best way to say it.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
I can't think of what it was called now. So I'm going to find it, because that's what I do now. I Google things. Do you want to take us through the comic?
Yeah, sure. I won't take a stab at the name, but you've figured it out. So we'll dive right into the comic rack while that's going on. It's, of course, much like with video games, there isn't a ton of comic book stuff going on right now. There's a few big storylines running. DC Metal is still running. Doomsday Clock is picking up, and I would recommend picking that one up.
Are they going from Metal straight into Doomsday Clock?
Yeah, it's kind of like they're almost running at the same time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's interesting. The scheme is interesting. And I don't think either one of them is very long. So maybe this was the idea to kind of overlap them a little bit.
Gotcha.
I dig that, though. I really like that. I was hoping that was going to be a trend with these mega events. Do them shorter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not so many friggin' issues. I don't need a year of something.
You don't like to pick up 137 issues?
No.
Civil War.
Because I never do, and then I miss stuff.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's annoying.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, to and what's nice, too, about Metal, I haven't read Doomsday Clock yet. I still haven't read it. But what's nice about Metal is it's almost all relatively self-contained. There are spin-offs, but, like, you don't really have to pick them up, which is kind of neat.
Interesting.
So I just bought issue 4 of Metal. I haven't read it yet, but it looks cool. And it supposedly completely like revamps the DC multiverse yet again, really? I guess. So, I mean, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, which is kind of neat. I mean, the whole thing with Metal is that there was a whole nother multiverse attached to the regular one as kind of like an underworld. Of the multiverse, where you have all these different universes where really terrible choices occurred, and they're choices that should not have happened in any reality. And so as these things happen, the universe itself, the multiverse itself, begins to erase these dark universes because they should not have occurred. And so all of there's like a league of Batman from these dark universes who have been pulled out of them. And and they're like, they're injected into the DC universe proper to try to kind of take over, because that's a stable universe. So it's a neat idea, and some of the characters are really out there. So
that's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, which is pretty cool. Yeah,
that's cool.
But that's a good one. I would recommend digging into DC Metal, at least picking up, you know, the first issue or something. Check it out.
Will do.
So this week we did have a couple of interesting things. Not a ton again, but a couple interesting things. We had the Free Comic Book Day preview. Free Comic Book Day is coming up May, I think. March? Something. Let me see very quickly. May the 5th. Okay. So we have both the gold and silver offerings from Dark Horse Comics. They have announced them. The gold offering includes a story from Overwatch and a story from Black Hammer. I'm definitely more interested in the story from Black Hammer, but it's good to see that Overwatch is getting, you know, these little infusions of actual story. So, you know, and I know Blizzard is thinking about an animated movie as well, so we'll see what happens.
Oh my god, so. I'm sure Eric is loving life right now. An Overwatch movie?
Yeah.
Did he have a heart attack? Is he still there?
I think he uttered something. What was that?
No. He's no, like, it's stupid. Like,
yes!
Don't do it.
Why is it stupid?
We don't need a movie based on Overwatch.
Don't you want to know anything about these characters who have no backgrounds and no personalities?
No.
Okay.
I think they should just make a movie of watching people play. That would be the movie.
That sounds good. I'd watch that one.
There you go.
The second free book will have Korra, The Legend of Korra, and Arms, which is another game that has like zero story. And there's no animated movie in the works for Arms that I know of, but Dark Horse definitely has a series of comics coming up. So this one will star a young fighter who trains tirelessly to reach the top of the Arms League Grand Prix. But first, he must defeat 599 other contenders.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
So this book's going to be 600 issues long.
We can only hope. Fingers crossed.
It'll be a free comic in 600 parts. So tune in for that one. Man, that's going to be a winner. But I'm actually more interested in that issue, the silver book, because I would like to see a little story with Arms. That would be nice. And I am not an Overwatch fan, so I don't care. So there you go. So that's Dark Horse. Now, we also had a sale that was on this past week from Entertainment Earth. I believe this ends on Christmas Day, so chances are you will not be getting into this sale. Yeah, it ends on Christmas Day. But it was a good sale. There was a lot of good stuff. So if for some chance you happen to hear this, go check it out, because there's some decent stuff on sale. Then we also had a review of Hellboy Krampusnacht post by Megan. And I believe she didn't really care for this one. I actually was kind of looking forward to this book. It's drawn by Adam Hughes. It's written by Mike Mignola. So, I mean, you know, I would think be pretty good, but apparently not. Megan did not really care for the story. She said there really wasn't much of a story. It was just Hellboy basically stumbling upon Krampus and then they fight. And that's it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That sounds like a great Godzilla movie.
Yeah, there you go. So
Godzilla versus Krampus. Good.
Hellboy Krampusnacht is a short, rather uninspired comic where the art is the main driving point as to why you would read it. The story and dialogue is okay at best, and the very least has some interesting ties to other myths and traditions surrounding Krampus. So that was her finishing take on it. So I guess, I mean, if you're looking for, you know, a Hellboy story that just came out, because this just dropped on the 20th, then you could certainly do worse, but apparently not the best. So if you're not hard up for a Hellboy story, I don't know, maybe skip it. I think that is pretty much just about it this week for the comic rack. There wasn't a ton. Yeah, that's about it. I will add, because I don't think we talked about it last week, although I don't know if we did, but the eighth wave of Walgreens exclusive Marvel Minimates is out, has been announced rather, and the seventh wave is out. So if you're into collecting those, you know, go check them out. I think that's about it.
Nice. So we have a bit of a slower week this week, just less news coming out and getting close to the holiday. So that's basically it. We have one more thing, I think. Do you guys want to mention any holiday game-related memories?
Oh, my.
They're fond?
Sure. So, Sega Genesis. I got the Sega Genesis for Christmas when I was a kid. I think it had been out for a little while first, but I got that for Christmas, and I got it with Altered Beast, and that was all I had. And I basically played the hell out of Altered Beast. I can't say I actually liked it, but I remember playing a hell of a lot of it.
Rise from your grave.
Exactly. But it would sound a lot worse than you just did. it was fun. You know, Altered Beast is okay, but the experience itself is so much fun. Getting a, when you're a kid, getting a new video game console on Christmas is like unbelievable. It's like an astounding feeling. I think that was pretty much the only console I ever got on Christmas. Like, other ones were for my birthday or, you know, different holidays. I think one time I got the NES when it, no, I got the NES way after it came out, actually. So forget that. I'm not sure what that was. But Genesis definitely was a Christmas thing, and it was pretty good. I also have some good memories with the Genesis, for some reason, playing Sega games that I got for Christmas. There weren't a lot of Sega exclusive games that I would count as like my favorites of all time, but for some reason, those are the ones I have the best holiday memories of, being on holiday break and just playing like Sonic and stuff like that. So yay Sega, I guess.
Yay Sega.
Sega.
What about you, Eric?
So I mean almost every console I've ever gotten I got at Christmas, because I had to save up all my gift wishes, and then I would say I only want this one thing for Christmas. It's a $500 console.
What about games?
I got games too, especially when I got consoles. Oh. But the one that stands out for me, and you guys are going to get a kick out of this, is when I was in fifth grade.
Oh, God. I'm going to want to shoot myself, aren't I?
Maybe. And there was this game coming out, and I was like, man, this game looks so cool. And I already had a GameCube, and I was like, I really just want this game so bad. I just want it more than anything in the world. And that game was Godzilla Destroy All Monsters Melee. You fight and you're Godzilla and all the other monsters. It was great.
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I love that game. And I was in like fifth grade, and I remember sitting there playing it like 2 or 3 days after Christmas. And I was thinking, I was like, man, what am I going to do when I have to go back to school? I'm going to have to stop playing this game. It's very upset. So.
I could see that.
I mean, if my parents heard me say that was like my favorite game I've ever gotten, they'd probably be very annoyed. My mom had to chase down the delivery truck as it delivered to GameStop to get me a DS.
Oh, man.
And my dad camped outside of Walmart when it came out, the Wii came out, to get me one. So like, those mean more to me.
Yeah,
but just in terms of Godzilla, it's Godzilla. Like, I just have the, for one game, that's the one that I'm just thinking, like, man, that's it. But obviously those consoles mean more to me than one Godzilla game does.
Speaking about that, my mom tried so hard to get me Shadows of the Empire for Christmas, and she could not find a copy anywhere.
Yeah.
I think I got it sometime in like February. Maybe I got it for my birthday, actually. I might have. Which is in February. But yeah, that I remember that was like, I was like, oh man. So I was pretty disappointed by that because I really wanted that freaking game.
Yeah.
Rick, what about you, buddy? Any memories?
Yeah, I remember, I believe I got the NES for Christmas. And that was like the first time we got like a good gaming system. So that was pretty exciting. And then we got to, you know, Duck Hunt and Super Mario. So that was fun.
Oh my God.
To play.
Which did you play first? Did you play Mario?
I think we played Duck Hunt first.
Anything? Good work.
What?
No, I'm just, it's just funny how like when you're a kid, you don't know that this is Mario necessarily, you know?
No, oh, yeah,
depending
yeah,
on
definitely.
Who you are. So you're just like, oh, Duck Hunt. Look, you get to use a gun in this game.
Yeah pretty so. Much. I think that's what it was. And it was just easier to like switch between people playing Duck Hunt than it was Mario at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Of course.
Yeah, I think I had the track and field bundle.
Oh, nice.
Just trying to. I can't remember when I got the NES, but I think I did.
I never had a real NES. Well, I did. Well, when I bought one like 4 years ago.
What do you mean you never had a real NES? Would you have a clone?
No, I never had an NES as a kid.
Oh.
It was just, you know, I wasn't born until 93. So by the time I was playing video games, it was really the Nintendo 64. Like, my grandfather had a Super Nintendo I played, but I didn't get an NES until I bought one a few years ago.
Wow, okay.
Rip, the dream.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, and the Sega Genesis was good. Love that console.
Yeah, me too.
You guys ever play the Ren and Stimpy game?
Yes.
No.
The zoo level with the like giraffes, the birds.
Oh God, yeah, I do remember that. Holy crap.
How about the one level where you have to inflate Stimpy and like float through and you can... So good.
Nice.
Oh my God, that's crazy. You know what I really liked? The Beavis and Butthead game.
I don't think I ever played that.
I really liked that game. I really did. Interesting. That was a good one.
I was so good about it.
I just remember it was really, really, really like the show. So there was like a ton of like little things, and it wasn't just like a mindless. I don't think it was just like a mindless, you know, action game, like cash in type thing. I think there was like a lot of like little, you know, little cues to the show and stuff, if I remember correctly. And I know I really liked it. I remember that. You ever play Vector Man, Eric?
No, but I know the name.
Yeah. I played some Vector Man. That was a good game.
Okay. Would you enjoy it?
Yeah, would I?
I think so.
Cool.
I mean, it's a side-scrolling platformer action thing. You'd probably like it.
He's just a robot.
Yeah.
He's just a robot.
Toy Story was good, too. Wow, now I'm thinking about all these Genesis games.
Never played that one.
Oh, Toy Story was great.
That was good.
I actually have that for my Genesis now.
Nice.
But that game is so great. You have to put all the toys away before Andy comes back in the room.
I used to play that on my Nomad.
Nice.
Wow.
Guys, I think I'm going to buy Floor Kids.
Do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, and maybe Bloody Zombie.
Bloody Zombie looks.
Yeah, it does.
Thinking of...
It looks good. Well, good. What are you guys playing? Or what are you planning on playing this Christmas time?
Right now, I'm still trying to play Wolfenstein. I haven't had any time at all to play video games this week, but still want to play Wolf 2, get back to that. And then I'm sure I'm probably going to get some stuff for Christmas, so we'll see. I kind of want to play World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at, you know, the game. It looks really good, and it's, man, it's selling just boatloads, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, but it, yeah, I mean, the sales numbers apparently are, like, unbelievable, so.
Yeah, no.
I might have to.
What about you, Eric? What are you playing?
I haven't had too much time to play much around the past few, like, week or so, but me and my brother tonight, because he's home from school, are going to be playing Lego Star Wars on the PlayStation 3. Nice. Because nice. Lego Star Wars was the first game that I ever got for my PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
We played through the whole thing together.
Is it like the full collection one?
Well, this one is, yeah. Originally, it was just episode 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
But this is the full collection. So we have people over for Christmas Eve. And, you know, after everyone leaves, we're going to drink and play Star Wars until we
What's
pass
better?
There you go.
My parents are going to wake us up at like 5 a.m.
Nice. Ay, ay, ay.
That's what they do to get back at us for years and years and years, where we were like, get the hell out of bed.
You should booby trap your room.
Like Home Alone.
I mean, they'll bang on the walls till we get up.
Wow. So,
you know.
Lock them in their own room from the outside.
Lock them. One year, me and my brother were so excited that we woke up at 2 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
We were like, it's time to get up. And they were like, what time is it? And we said, 2 a.m. And they said, okay, fine. And we got up at 2 a.m. and opened our presents.
Oh my God, you're nuts.
Yeah, I know. I am. So.
Did you guys all just pass out at like 11 in the morning or what?
Yeah, we did. We all took a nap before we went where we were supposed to go.
Oh, my.
We all took a 5-hour nap.
I know. I would have been like, no, go back to bed.
Honestly, I asked my mom yesterday or the day before, I said, why would you even get up with us? Why didn't you just tell us to go back to sleep? You're the adults. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, you're only a kid once. I wanted to make you happy. I'm like, oh.
Wow, that's nice.
That's nice. I said, yeah, well, when I have kids, they're sleeping. They're not getting up.
Yeah.
I used to wake up at like 2 in the morning. When I was little, and I would sneak down and look at all the presents.
Nice.
Yeah. I never opened anything. I just kind of looked at them.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain magic to seeing them all there and being like, oh, Santa just came.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. That's fun.
Did you just like sit in the chair and wait for your parents to come down all creepy like Jason?
No, I mean, I was definitely creepy, but I would go down, I'd look at them all, I'd like maybe pick up a few and like see if I could figure out what was in it, and then I'd like sneak back to bed and go to sleep.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, because I was also very lazy, so.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, guys, I think that's just about it for our show this week. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll catch you later.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.